it's a very, very special night for us tonight. Sort of bittersweet because we only did a very, very small amount of shows here. And we did two in New York and just this one in New Jersey. So it's the last show of this very small one. So we always feel a little bit emotional about that.
We love you!
Oh, and you too. So much so. We love you guys so much that you guys are all here to celebrate. Did you know that today is our anniversary? We actually met on a faded soccer field so many years ago. And Richie said to me, honey, you know, it's such a special day. Let's do something really special. I could take you to Paris or Rome. Do you want to go? We decided to go to Jersey. That was top of my list. I said, I'm going to go anywhere. This is the place. But it's to spend it with you guys. That's like the most important thing. Black Most Night has been together now 27 years. That's awesome. It's a long, long time. So what we're going to attempt to do is we are going to try to play something off of every single album that we've done up until the latest one, hopefully. So which should take us only about 3.5 days. So but this one is really going to bring us all the way back to Shadow of the Moon back in 1990. Back when, believe it or not, Jesse Haynes was in the band with us, and she's back again. So I guess we'll do this one, right? Originally written by Tion and Susato, I believe. Very, very well. I think he's here too. So this one is called The Clock Ticks On. Thank you.
Thank you.
this one, we're taking you on this time travel trip through the ages, back through all of our albums. So we're going to try this one. It's a really, really fun one for you guys to sing along to with us. So if you're ready to sing, you'll hear all those singing voices out there. It's the title track from our second album, way back to 1999, which has nothing to do with Prince. I may change my name to a symbol. We did this, you said record. I know they don't make records in here. Well, they do now. They've got everything comes back around. We did this in Paramus, New Jersey. We did. Yes, we did. That's right, I forgot. Paramus represent in the house. So yes, that's where we recorded this, the second album of ours. And it's the title track, and it's a really, really fun one to sing along to. So when I point out like this to you, everyone together sings Under a Violet Moon. If you miss that, you just catch the crazy words. You got your guitar on? You all dressed?
Thank you.
terrible. Yes.
Did you just get hit in the face?
That's karma.
So, let's see. May I introduce the next one? Are you okay? Those guitars are dangerous things, if anybody knows they need them. Don't just try that one, as we'll get mad at it, please. That's not. I think you should do a tambourine solo on your foot. Purposes, it's so he can't sneak up on me. I made him wear it around the house, and I always know where it is. All right, so I think this one is going to be one from another incarnation. Now, you guys have probably heard a rumor that Richie was in one or two bands before this band. He is an amazing, amazing band with such incredible talent. So, all right, so you know that at this point, we are sort of like the Renaissance Castle folk rocky type of band, but now we're going to bring you way back to the era of BC, which is before Candace. So Richie wrote this song many, many years ago.
That's not the one.
What? I think he's at the wrong show. I'm not really sure. Are you going to take requests at this point? You're going to wait for a little while. You're taking requests? You are? So, just between us, you know how the request game works? The request game works like this. He asks for requests, and then whoever yells out exactly what he was going to play on the phone. So this one he wrote many years ago with David Coverdale, and is still one of our favorite ones to do. It's called Soldier of Fortune.
Oh,
Thank you.
Percussion, the Troubadour of Aberdeen. I believe you came in 4,682 in the New York Marathon today, so yes. For a David Lajman, gentlemen. So. Way in the back, the beautiful, beautiful ladies of Black Rose Night. They're shining back, they're glittering. I can see them from here. We have, yes, can you see them? Okay, so wait, let me move this. On the amazing, amazing violinist, fiddler violinist that we have back here with that beautiful, glowing, sparkly red hair. The glaze, the glaze. Yeah, she's working it. We have the scarlet fiddler. She stopped. She was with us when we started this band back in 97, and she's back again on these tours, and we're so happy to have her with us. Rhythm guitar and beautiful backing vocals. We have Jesse Haynes. The man in the hat, the master of his own balance and the bullwhip. On rhythm guitars, let's see, what else we got back there? What's the arsenal of things? Double neck. On bass, on all kinds of stuff, right? On beer mainly. And Earl Grey of Chimay. Oh, Richie just said to also mention that he plays classical guitar. And then I said, are you gonna let him do that? And he said, yeah. So, did you? I don't know if you work this out, but no, this is not something worked out. So much, anything could happen, so let's see. Nothing like putting him on the spot, exactly. Mr. Richie Blackmore.
the lovely, the talented. She writes songs, she plays the shawm, she wears a dress. Miss Buffalo Bill! Sorry, that's another show catch night!
He just sits outside waiting for us to do tour dates. We just want to go by and pick him up off the front stoop. But I do think that Bar David has an amazing voice, and I think that what he's going to do is start this next song. Can you give us one of those great opera, like just huge voices that you've got? No, that's not it. What you got? trash can you reach? No, you're gonna make him climb on it?
Oh!
Good thing you got long arms. So I've been reading my Twitter feed, and I hear that there are so many people that actually have flown in or driven from such far places and to come to the show, right? We have France in the house, yes? Thank you guys, it's been a long time since we've seen you. Thank you guys so much for coming. England, is England here? Yes, there's some people from England.
There we go.
Oh, and you, I'm sorry, yes. I would never forget you, dear. Let's see, where are some of the other people coming?
Southern California!
California! Southern California! Show. So if you guys get a chance to stop by their booth, I was calculating, I figured if everybody like gives a dollar, even just $1, like that would really make a difference to them. Or, you know, the animals also when they're little, but they give so much in return. So please stop by their booth. She's been requesting the same song for many, many years, and you have yet to do it. It's not that one. It's not that one. Richie. Oh, moody and difficult. What can I say? I'm sorry. What? She was, even if you do a little bit, just can you do a little bit of it? You up? I don't know, can you? Well, let's see what you got. Not everything that you got. Just play the song. I'm going to start in the wrong key because you know I can never do this in whatever key it's supposed to be in. Hush, my dear, don't you cry. Right? You know it. I know you know it because you wrote it. Those tears from your eyes, morning comes, I know nowhere. Is that the wrong key? I knew you were going to make fun of the key, I started. But then you start the dance on.
Hush, my dear, don't you cry like those tears from your eyes. Oh, comes, I know not where
started it all. That one was Misty Blue, but this one we're going to do is actually always goes out to the people who are brave and crazy enough to leave the house dressed like us, so thank you guys for that. And it's allowing us and you to have our own Renaissance Fair wherever we go. So thank you guys for doing that for us. We really appreciate it. And this one's for you. It's called Renaissance Fair.
Ah!
wants to do a Welsh instrumental for you guys. He says this is, he calls it the impossible. Very difficult song to attempt and even harder to do correctly. Correct, Dave? Right? Did you just break that? Richie's father was actually Welsh, so I'm sure I will be. I'm sure I'll say it correctly. Not his fault. I guess it's his fault. Go for it, let's do it.
Thank you. And in time, it all comes.
just sit a while and rest. Memories invading your mind. 'Cause all those things I treasure, the ones I loved the best, they were the things that I this time just me. It's all my fault. Once in the highest fate, there is no choice. And choose to fall behind, some choose to lead, some choose a golden path laden with greed, but it's the noble.